Briefing. Miss Li, a Mandarin-speaking tour company operator from China, is investigating the possibility of developing package tours from China to Victoria. She is discussing the matter with the manager of Bus Off Tours, a coach company that operates throughout Victoria. Miss Li has just returned from a tour around the state in a Bus Off coach to see what their service is like. Beginning of dialogue. Good morning, Miss Li. I hope you enjoyed your trip.
谢谢你。是的，这次旅行我玩得很高兴。虽然我发现一些令人感到有一点担心的事情，你们需要改善某些方面的服务，这样我才会感到能够让我们来自中国的包办旅游团使用你们的汽车公司。
Really?I'm interested to know if there are problems with our service. We pride ourselves on providing a very high-class service, and we're always trying to improve things.
好的，首先你们需要有中文国语的导游。我们大多数的客人是中老年人，他们不会说英语。会说英语的也觉得很难听懂澳洲口音。我本人会说一点英语。但是客车司机说的话，我一句也听不懂。
Actually, the driver on your coach wasn't Australian. Well, not originally, anyway. He migrated from Scotland 20 or so years ago, but he's never lost his Scottish accent. But in regard to your question, if you could attract a sufficient number of people from China to use our service, I'm sure we could employ a Mandarin-speaking guide.
当然，那样的话会把价格推高，恐怕你们的报价已经很贵了。你们收费为250澳元一天，包括住宿和旅游点入场费。和昆士兰州的黄金海岸相比，那是很贵的。我们在那里同样的服务，收费在每天200澳元以下。
The Gold Coast isn't a big area to service.You don't have to travel long distances to see things. The tour you just did took you to Phillip Island, where you saw the penguins, then up to the Yarra Valley, where you saw the native animal sanctuary, then right across to Ballarat to see Sovereign Hill.
不管怎么说，250澳元一天是挺贵的。我怀疑，如果你公司对观光项目收取那么多钱的话，我们是否能够吸引到很多的中国游客？而且除此以外，我们当然还要赚一点钱，所以我们最后收取的费用就可能达到每天270澳元了。
Of course, $250 a day is what we charge people who book off the street. For a tour operator like yourself, we'd offer a wholesale rate, perhaps $230 a day.That's a $20 a day discount. And I should point out, we don't make money by taking people to particular shops like they do on the Gold Coast. End of dialogue.